Welcome to Lawmen, a podcast about local legends and obscure curiosities from days of yore. I'm James Shakeshaft, a man for all seasons.
And I'm Alistair Becker King, a man for two seasons. Spring and summer are not for the gingers.
And now we've a few tales from Wales. Today we've got another deputy law person aboard the...
Is it a ship, James?
Is that what you're going for? You don't say on board, just in.
I thought we were, like, I was always visualising a sheriff's place, because like lawmen.
Like a ranch.
Yeah. But just imagine like saloon doors swinging open.
Oh, there's a new law person in town.
And who is that?
It's Jenny Collier. Hello, Jenny.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So, Jenny, do you have a story for us? I should say, you are technically Welsh.
I'm definitely Welsh.
That's what I said. Definitely Welsh.
Yes.
Well, it's just that you don't necessarily...
Sure.
...from in an audio medium, because obviously you look exceedingly Welsh, but in sound, you don't necessarily sound terribly Welsh. Is that fair?
Sure. I mean, if you were to see my face right now, the windburn makes me look like an English public schoolboy. But I am a Welsh woman.
You are, yes. And I think you have brought a Welsh folktale for us.
I have, yeah.
Or an English public school folktale, I guess.
Through the medium of an English public school boy face.
Great.
Yeah. Well, if you could muster your schoolboy face.
And I'll do the Welsh accent for the Welsh names.
Oh, lovely.
Can we all join in?
Okay.
I love doing Welsh accents.
I might have to get my notebook out for one of them because I can't remember how you say it.
Okay. Have you got one of those when you go to a stationery shop and buy a new book thinking, new book, new me?
No, this was a gift from my mum. I think she's telling me to get some new material.
Mums are the harshest critics.
Is your mum Welsh?
Uh-huh, yeah, okay. She's really Welsh. Like, as in, she's got the accent and everything.
Wow, the whole package.
Yeah.
Face of a schoolboy?
No.
Oh, that's a disappointment.
Sorry to disappoint.
Does she speak Welsh?
She doesn't know.
Do you speak Welsh?
Poorly, but yes.
Is that a Welsh word?
Poorly. Fy Cymraeg yn sbwriel, which means my Welsh is litter. Because I don't know what the word for rubbish is.
I've only been to Wales once, and you were there, and I said, oh, they take the language a bit seriously, and you gave me a look as if to say, stop saying things like that in Wales.
Yeah. If you want to make it out alive, you've got to respect the lingo.
Yeah, they do take it seriously. Now, I mean, in London, I can safely say, wow, they take it seriously there. It was on the menus and everything, like in a cafe.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, you know what, tea. Stop pretending you don't know the English word for tea.
Tear.
Come on.
What's the Welsh word for video?
Video.
Video.
Do you want to know what buffet is?
Yeah.
Boof.
Oh, that's nice. Well,
to think we've been wasting time with the A, all of these. We could have started our buffets seconds faster by just calling them buffs. So the Welsh are geniuses.
Genius.
Is that the Welsh word for genius?
Don't know.
Is the Welsh for football...
Peldroed.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I've got confused with the Welsh football TV show, Scorio.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was drinking some water there and you nearly killed me. Scorio?
Scorio.
Scorio?
Yeah.
Is the name of a...
It's the football highlight show.
Come on, Wales.
F4C or whatever.
That's correct. And if you want to know what the chariot racing show is called, which there is...
Yes.
It's called Hrasys.
Hrasys.
For chariot races. Hrasys.
What does... Like chariot races, like Ben-Hur, horses and carts?
Yeah.
Is it horses?
Yeah. Like donkeys.
Sure, I like donkeys.
Donkey. I don't want to be mean. Is Wales a real country? Because nothing I'm hearing is convincing me so far that it is.
Yeah.
Chariot racing on televised.
It's all pretty rustic.
And people in those chariots. Can I just...
Yeah.
Okay, cool. It's not like horses pulling chariots with donkeys in them.
No, I think it's all... I said donkeys, but I think it might be horses. Mm. And it's a chariot with a person in, whipping the horses, running around in the chariot race a la Ben-Hur.
Wow.
I talked about it in Jen-Hur, Edinburgh show.
Which was the name of your show.
A couple of years ago. So shall I tell you my story?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, please.
Okay. Is it all right if it's like almost two stories? I thought the story I was going to tell was something, and then I Googled it and found out that they're two separate stories.
Well, we often do that to cheat, so yes.
Okay.
So it is cheating, but it's also tolerated.
Okay, cool. Thanks. So here it is. The story that I'm going to tell is the Welsh version of, it's like the Welsh alternative for St. Valentine's, because I don't know when this is going to go out, but it's nearly Valentine's Day, isn't it? And we've just had Welsh Valentine's Day, which is January the 24th.
Sorry, Wales has its own Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
What because of how much time they've saved by not saying buffet in full, they're actually several days ahead by now.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Is it called Valentine's?
You call it Lovely Card Day.
I mean, that's actually racist.
Oh, come on. Cindy V, let us do Indian accents in the Indian one.
I think we've got her on record of saying that we aren't racist.
Yep.
Okay, so... it's not called Valentine's Day. It's called Dydd Santes Dwynwen, which means Saint Dwynwen Day. Dwynwen was the most beautiful daughter of Brychan Brycheiniog, who was a king who had over 50 children.
That's a lot. She's up against a few, I guess.
Exactly. She must have been smoking. And now she fell in love. Oh, it was in the 5th century, so quite a while ago. She fell in love with a man called Maelon Dafodril, true name.
Dafodril?
Dafodril.
That sounds a lot like daffodil.
Dafodril, except because it's all like word of mouth that the story's been retold and stuff, and a lot of it was in Welsh and people didn't translate it correctly and things like that. We don't know if they're called Dafodril or Dafodril. Sounds pretty Welsh, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it does sound a lot like daffodil, the national plant. I don't know if it's named after him. Mabes. Anyway, she fell in love with him. He was in love with her. They did want to get together. But then one day he either... No, I don't know if this tone is a bit... It is a dark tale. He either did rape her or tried to... Or her dad just said, no, you can't get married. So we don't know which of those...
I mean, I prefer that version of
it. That's the one that they tell the children.
I think the last one's my favourite.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Same thing.
Of those options.
Of those options.
The last one,
the
please.
Last one is the most family friendly and enchanting because it's like, oh, they're not allowed to marry. That's a shame. And because he'd already... Brycheiniog had already promised her to somebody else because in the 5th century you could just give a woman to a person as a thing.
Simpler times.
I suppose when you got 50.
Actually, the admin of that, I've said simple, that's probably very complex.
Yeah,
absolute nightmare. Let them pick their own.
Exactly, otherwise you'll have a spreadsheet.
Exactly.
You'll be cross-referencing. It's going to be difficult.
Yeah. So in order for her... to get over this nightmare. Oh, by the way, her name means one with a blessed life. And I don't think so. It doesn't sound that blessed to me, even with the third and happiest reason for not marrying Maelon Dafodril. So they don't get together. And she's like, oh no, and runs into the woods crying and whatnot. And then she prays to God, or like the Welsh gods. I don't know.
Got your own god in Wales.
I don't know.
It's called... God.
It might just be the normal, the like standard God.
But he's got a donkey there with him.
Yeah. God is pronounced. And then she goes into the woods and she's like, oh my God. And she is like, what am I going to do about not marrying the one I want to marry? And the fact that maybe something that he might have done some bad thing. And then an angel comes and is like, right, I'm going to sort this out for you. And she gives to Dwynwen some sweet potion, which has two effects. First one freezes Maelon in a block of ice, and then the other thing that it does is it means that she falls asleep. So it's like multi-purpose potion. She wakes up and then the angel's like, right, what now? I'll grant you three wishes, like some kind of genie, but it's an angel. Oh, before she fell asleep, she's like, I never want to remember Maelon ever again. And so the angel's like, we'll see. And then one of the three wishes she wishes for is to free Maelon. So she obviously didn't forget him because she remembers he's in the ice block. And then the angel's like, okay, so she frees Maelon. The other wishes she wants are for God to smile upon all lovers. And the third one is for her to never get married.
Wow.
So it was like a bit sort of a roller coaster.
Yeah, what a changeable list.
I know.
That is.
I know.
Also, that was one of the shortest ice blockings in any story.
Yeah.
He's in an ice block. She has a nap straight out the block first thing.
That's worse than David Blaine's attempt, I think.
And the fact that in between him being frozen and being thawed, there was meant to be a spell of her forgetting all about him. What happened to that wish, I wonder? We don't know. So then she's like, right, I'm never going to get married. I'm going to be a nun now. And so she goes and bees a nun on the Isle of Anglesey. And her nunnery can be seen to this day, still like a ruin there on the Isle of Llanthwyn. But it's one of those islands where you can only have to run on and run off because the tide means it's sometimes an island, sometimes not. And they've got a well on the island, which has got a magical fish in it now. You go there with your partner and then you watch the magic fish. And if it does certain movements and stuff, it can predict how well your relationship will progress. And then there's another wishing well really nearby that if the water boils when you go there with your beloved, then it means it's going to be good. I mean, I think the tourist board should install some kind of like air pipe that goes blah, 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 blah.
Like a little jacuzzi thing, yeah. You can pay a little extra.
Mm-hmm. So that's Saint Estouinwen. And so she's the patron saint of lovers, but she's also the patron saint of farm animals. Now, whales.
Everyone has two jobs, I understand.
It's like, why have you put the two of them together, naughty whales?
Hadn't even sensed the subtext you were
going
for there.
The 5th century was the origin of that stereotype.
Yeah.
But I got confused. So I thought that the story of Saint Estouinwen was this story, which is only a short one, which we got taught as school kids in Wales at primary school age, so like 7, the story of Rhys a Meinir, which means Rhys and Meinir.
Yeah, but that was the least confusing part of it. Are these people?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
Right.
Rhys a Meinir.
Okay.
So they are a boy and a girl who play as little children.
Which one's which?
Rhys is the boy.
Okay.
Is that like Rhys?
Yeah, it's spelt exactly like Rhys. Right. But as promised, I'm doing the Welsh accent.
You've done it beautifully. It's just, I don't know if we're going to be able to say any of the names back to you at any point afterwards.
I will enjoy you trying.
It's like a more efficient Chris. That's how I remember Rhys. It's like buffet to buff, Chris to Rhys.
Mm.
Buffo to buff?
Buffet to buff.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Funk to funky.
So
we've been confused by Welsh enough.
Sorry, yeah.
And the woman's called Mene.
Meinir.
Meinir.
But so as children, they play together and they're like best friends. They never spend a minute apart and they love to play under this old oak tree. And then they get a bit older to the age where they want to do more than just play like friends. Oh, my God, I don't know how to say it. I don't know how. So they begin to...
They bone.
Okay,
they
buff. Okay,
right. They boff. For buffet, which is the French for nookie.
And so they fall in love. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, that's better than the other story so far.
Exactly. This is why it all got all confused. So they fell in love and then they decided to get married and in a place called Nant Gwrthayen, which is a beautiful valley on the west coast of Wales. Anyway, the night before the wedding, all the neighbours get together and bring gifts like yeast flour.
Ooh.
That's a rubbish present, isn't it? But supposedly...
You put it on your wedding list, you know.
True.
You just fill in it out with like cheap ones for people. You want them to tally up with some of the more expensive ones.
Yeah, I can't remember what the other examples were, but the fact that there were two examples and one of them was yeast flour, I'd say it's a pretty disappointing wedding list. But they were so in love that they weren't about the material things. On the night before the wedding, there's like on the morning of the wedding, there's a tradition that the bride goes and hides and then the wedding party have to all go and find her and then marriage happens. And now some of the stories say that he saw her in her wedding dress on the morning before the hunt.
Oh, that's terrible.
And maybe that could be part of what's to come. So she goes and hides and they start looking for her and they can't find her anywhere. And gets really like worried and he's like, has she run away? Does she not want to get married? He can't believe that she didn't want to get married because they were so in love. And so he searches and searches. And then that day goes by and they haven't found her and there's a big storm. And he's like worried that she's out in the rain and the thunder and lightning and stuff. And anyway, weeks go by and he still doesn't find her and he starts to lose his mind. great story to be told when you're 7 years old. I can't believe I wasn't traumatized. Because when I reread it recently, I was like, found myself quite emotional about it. When I was seven, I was like, whatevs. Standard, totally fine. So he loses his mind, gets kind of paranoid and has a horrible time. And then eventually, months later, he goes out to his favourite old oak tree that he used to go to with Meinir. And he sits down by it and is having a bit of a cry. And then a thunder and lightning storm happens and cracks the tree open. And inside it is a skeleton bride, because she had hidden in the tree on their wedding day for him to find her. But she'd slipped into it and got trapped and couldn't get out. Mm. And animals had started to eat her.
Oh.
And the lightning and stuff had struck her. So she got all like shocked and stuff as well. So by the time he got to her, she was just a skeleton in a wedding dress. And with the shock of seeing it, he died like at the same as well. And so that's pretty horrific, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And so I thought that was the Santa's Dwynwen story, but it wasn't. That was the Rhys a Samhainir story. I'm really sorry. It's not.
So
really
when you said these might be good for Valentine's Day, you knew what was going to happen in the stories.
Oh, yeah.
And you knew you were setting us up for nice romantic stories.
Oh, was I?
Well, that's the... Did you not see my face lighting up with delight at the anticipation of happy lovers?
Or at least a fun game of hide and seek.
Oh.
Rather than...
Tragic.
That was like an episode of 999.
I know.
The last bit, the first bit was, I don't know, that was like, I don't know, Silent Witness or something. That was horrible.
Yeah.
But the last bit, because that's a standard story, the bride who goes and hides. But normally she hides in a chest in the attic and then gets found years later. There's a skeleton in her chest.
Oh, does she?
There's no, she got trapped in a tree and then a squirrel ate her and then she was struck by lightning.
Also struck by lightning.
Also struck by, it's the unnecessary addition of being struck by lightning into the story. She was already dead.
Multiple times as well. She got struck by lightning, which kind of killed
kind
her.
Kind of frazzled,
and that's also what revealed her hiding place. Wow.
Or it's the idea that she was just hanging on in the tree up until that point, nearly dead, somewhat nibbled.
No, it was definitely a skeleton. Right. It was definitely like bones in a dress.
Awful. No, it was definitely horrible death.
And I,
come on.
And I know it was,
it's Valentine's.
And I know that it was a skeleton because I remember at the age of seven, we all had to draw, we were told a story and then we had to draw a cartoon strip telling the story. So we all drew a nice skeleton-y bride picture and had to
you were all made to draw the skeleton bride
just
to really like hammer it home, lock it in
with his going, now do remember she was a skeleton, so you must draw all her bits hanging off and maybe the lightning shooting out her skull into little fragments, that sort of thing.
Maybe a little squirrel eating an ear, nibbling on an ear. That's my Welsh accent.
That's very good. God, Welsh teachers are horrible people, I assume.
Yeah, and if that story happened after Santa's Dwynwen happened, then Santa's Dwynwen's wish for good luck to all lovers, that failed, didn't it?
Yeah.
Well, the painter set of the animals, I suppose, maybe they got some
good news for the squirrel.
Yeah, great news for the squirrel.
Yeah, so he's like, thank you.
Dydd Swantest Dwynwen is like, for a while, didn't get that much publicity. And you know how Valentine's Day is like uber commercial and like a worldwide thing.
Mm.
Well, Swantest Dwynwen is trying to get more and more publicity and trying to be like, hey, look at us, we're a thing too. And so much so that recently they tried to up the publicity of Swantest Dwynwen by some ffermwrs, which is Welsh for farmers.
Of course it is.
tried to get some sweet loving by selling their milk in jars that had photos of their faces on, saying, happy Santa's Dwynwen Day, does anybody want to go out with me?
Like a Lonely Hearts milk bottle.
Yeah.
Like instead of a missing child, it's your own face.
Yeah, it's
and
like a horny farmer.
I mean, missing children is sad, but to be propositioned over cornflakes by an unknown farmer.
Oh, and there's another, I've got another Santa's Dwynwen, just a tiny little fact. That it's tradition on Santa's Dwynwen Day for people to give cards and gifts and go to gigs and concerts and stuff. And they also give the traditional Welsh love spoon, you know, like a wooden...
That's a move, I think. It's happened to me before.
Yeah.
Do you not know about love spoons?
Just spooning.
Oh, no.
That's what I was imagining.
So it's like a wooden spoon, but its handle is like lots of heart shapes.
Oh, is that what that is? Yeah. I've seen that.
Yeah, and that's like a gift for Santa's dinner one day. And the biggest one they ever made was 44 foot long.
Whoa.
Who was that for? A sad giant?
Yeah, maybe for one of the Mabinogion giants.
Oh, come on. You can't be pulling out Welsh giants at this stage.
No, I won't. Oh, there's one called Bendigeidfran. And he made himself a bridge across from Wales to Ireland. He made his body a bridge.
Oh, he made his body a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Who for?
The Welsh, I think. Or maybe it was like to get the English out of Wales into Ireland or something. I don't know.
It's like, here's a bridge for you, English.
Yeah.
Just take the hint.
Yeah.
Oh, I lost the accent completely there. Cutting that out.
I think the scores, unless there's any more giants.
Yeah, yeah. Unless
I went off on a tangent.
No, last minute introduction of giants, very welcome.
Mm.
Scores, please.
Scores, please.
What score?
Scorio.
Scorio.
Now we come to the Scorio section.
Naming.
Yeah.
What's going on with your face there, James? What expression are you doing there?
This is my problem with the Welsh. I'm just going to get it all out now.
Okay.
A lot of the names are basically just English words said in a Welsh accent.
Brychan Brycheiniog.
Yeah, Brian Brecknog. Brian Eggnog. What's Brian in Welsh?
Brian.
Bryn.
Bryn means hill, but there is a name Bryn. But Brychan... Yeah. Is the name? Is King Brychan Brycheiniog?
So Brychan, they Brychan'd him twice. I know.
And hadn't you ever thought that maybe they're all just true words that the English have made their version sound like?
Yeah.
So Welsh was the original.
I don't think the English would steal something from a colony. Come on now, be reasonable.
Yeah, don't, and also don't look at history. Yeah, or...
All right, well, I think your xenophobic attack on the Welsh, I don't think it holds up, because the names sound brilliant.
They do, actually.
That's the reason I haven't said any of them. Like, Brochen Brocheniog.
That's very good.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Grissen Menir.
Yeah.
Is that one?
Yeah. How are we doing?
Yeah.
And what's the other one?
She's Santa's Sant- what?
Santa's Dwynwen.
Santa's Dwynwen.
So is that Sant S. Dwynwen, or as James is saying, Santa's Dwynwen?
It's Santa's means saint, and Dwynwen is her name.
So James was right.
And what was the guy called? The old
Meilon Dafodril.
Meilon
Dafodril.
Dafodril.
Or
I call him Vanilla Ice. Ice Cube probably would have been a better one to choose.
Ice Tea? There's a lot of hip hop artists with ice in the name.
Yeah, because it's so cool.
Oh!
That's why. Did you not?
I'd never. LL Cool J.
Yes, ladies love Cool James. To use his full title. In Welsh, Cool J.
I'm not 100% confident you haven't done that joke on the podcast before, James.
What, ladies love Cool James?
Yeah. Have you not mentioned that before?
Well, then it's a running joke.
I think it's 5 out of 5 for names, James.
I mean, come on. You've come here with our old blooming language.
Come on.
Yeah, 5 out of 5 for naming.
Thanks.
Yeah.
What's Welsh for 5?
Pimp.
I hope also that the other ones are just like English numbers, but in a Welsh accent. 1, 2, 3, 4, pimp. 6, 7.
How's it spelled?
I think it's P-U-M-P.
It's not a real language. It isn't a real language. I mean, it's obvious she's making this up, James.
You're just
allowed. I can't believe we gave that 5.
I can't believe we gave it that pimp. Pimp at a pimp. Pump at a pimp.
Oh, real tears. I've got real tears. I'm so proud of Wales.
So. I feel like all the other categories will inevitably be a disappointment.
They will. There's no way you can top
But what that. Is the next category?
Please tell me how many points I've got for Supernatural.
A lot, again, I think.
It's pretty Supernatural, isn't it?
Yeah, there's an angel. There's...
Actually, being in a tree That's not supernatural.
But turning someone into a block of ice.
That's, yeah.
David Blaine. No, because if we say that's good, then that means that we're endorsing David Blaine, and I'm not happy with that.
But it's quite supernatural that...
In the days before freezers.
Yes. Mm. Back in the 5th century, just to freeze somebody in Wales in a block of human-sized ice.
Because Wales is so balmy.
No, but there's not often big bits of ice as big as a person.
The block of ice is clearly supernatural.
There's magic potions.
Magic potions.
Or there's one magic potion that has two functions, which is kind of like a day and night nurse sort of effect.
Mm.
Can cause drowsiness and
blocks of ice.
Freezing.
that's pretty impressive.
Boiling well.
Boiling well. Mm. Nice. I'm sure there was something more supernatural than just
hide and
some
seek.
Ice.
There was a hide and seek. I think it's stupid that he didn't check the tree. Like, that's the classic first place he should have checked, like, their special tree.
But I think she'd, like, climbed up it and fallen into a hole in it.
Mm.
Because then it was only the lightning that struck it and opened it. And that's quite supernatural that happened the moment he went there, like, in desperation months after, and then it cracked open at that point.
I did read a version of the story. I did have a little bit of research on this, and I saw a version of the story where the tree opens, he finds her, he reaches out to touch her, and then she gets struck by lightning and he dies.
Wow.
The version I read, he died of like sadness, but that's quite supernatural, your version. So actually you're upping my supernatural score by telling me that version. Thank you so kindly. Mm.
All right, so it's three, I think.
You think a three?
I think it's a three.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
I wanted to have another pimp.
I'm sure there's room for more pimps in here. Yeah, I think a three.
It's three. And you should be very happy with that. That's a perfectly respectable score.
We'll see if I'm happy with it when we find out what scores I get for the others.
Well, what's the next category then?
The next category is star-crossed lovers.
I've heard people bandy it around, and I'm going to level with you guys. I don't know what star-crossed lover means.
I think it comes from... it's Romeo and Juliet, isn't it?
Yeah.
The start of Romeo and Juliet. And it's...
Does that not mean, like, fated to be together?
No, the opposite.
Oh.
The stars are fating you for doom.
Oh, so it's like star-crossed lovers, like angry cross.
The stars are a little bit cross, yeah.
Oh.
I thought it meant, like, the stars are going, like...
Oh, like
so they
don't
miss
meet
each other. Like, yeah.
Oh, and they just pass each other like ships in the night, but stars
like
in the sky.
Here's a word fact. Disastrous means the same thing. Disastrous. So the ast in that is like astro. Like, so it's like, it's not in the stars. It was a disaster, meaning the stars were against it.
Oh,
yeah.
That's amazing.
And that's one of those ones that I'm 95% sure is true.
What does astroturf mean?
AstroTurf, it comes from the Houston Astros, and it was they were the first people to put this fake grass in their baseball stadium.
Oh, right.
What?
Yeah, that's 100%
true. Is that why it's Astro?
That's why it's called AstroTurf.
I assumed they had it like on
it
the...
It came from Mars.
I thought they had it on the Apollo missions to make them feel at home.
Honestly. When they played the golf on the moon, they just laid down a little AstroTurf green.
What? Wow, I had no idea. So, and this story has two pairs of star-crossed lovers.
So it means bad lover, like...
Yeah, cursed, doomed lovers.
Right. Okay.
And these guys were definitely that.
And think about the mum and dad. Oh, the mum of twin one was called Rigraust. Just remembered.
Oh, you can't get more than a pimp for your name.
So Rigraust and Brochan Brocheniog... they had a bit of a nightmare with their kids as well, didn't they?
Star-crossed.
They're very star-crossed. They're very lovey. There's four of them. Are you
two pair?
Yeah. You think it's 4 out of 5?
I think it's a 4 out of 5.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Good work.
Cheers.
What's 4 in Welsh?
Pedwar.
Pedwar out of pimp.
3 is tree.
No.
It is. And my final category is poor gifts.
Yeah, yeast.
It's not a great gift. Not even Fool's concentrate yeast. It's floury yeast.
Yeast flour.
Is this like a sort of like a artisan sourdough bakery giving out its special starter mix that's been going for 50... Was it a hipster wedding?
It does sound a bit that way now you mention it.
Yeah, actually, I had my whole wedding inside of a tree.
Oh, she got struck by lightning. That's really cool. Happened twice.
Let some squirrels eat a bit of me.
Hipsters. All classic hipster moves.
Archetypal hipsterness.
What other gifts were there? She said, as a gift to all lovers, she wished peace upon them.
Good luck to them, yeah. She wished for God to look after them.
Yeah, because sort of good luck to them is a little bit like, good luck, kids.
Yeah.
But God looking after them has worked out quite poorly, I think, unless everybody's still happy in Wales, are they?
I can't speak for all of Wales. I'm a Welsh woman and I'm not happy in love.
Oh.
Oh, you look genuinely sad.
Yeah,
for me
I feel
then.
Really
no.
Bad.
I'm not unhappy in love. I'm just a lone wolf.
That's wow. What they call the ones who shoot people, Jenny.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
It's not as cool
shark.
As it used to be. Yeah.
Lone sharks aren't great either. People tend not to like lone sharks.
Lone Ranger. Lone Ranger.
Yeah. Like, were you about to say lone gunman?
Well, I was going to say lone rider.
Okay. Yes. But, that's a good phrase.
Yeah.
44-foot love spoon. Who's going to use that?
The 44-foot love spoon. That's a poor gift, yeah.
But a good band name, I think.
I think that is a poor quality gift. They seem very impractical with their spiky little end.
Yeah.
What's the Welsh word for a love spoon?
Llwygariad.
And does that just literally mean love spoon?
Uh-huh. And on Dydd Santa Swynwen, people say dwi'n dy garu di, which means I love you. Isn't that nice?
Oh,
yeah.
Nice that Gary gets a shout out.
Well, that's a few gifts that we've got there. What are you thinking, James?
I think it's got to be a pimp.
You just want to say pimp again.
I just want to say pimp.
All right, well, I think we'd be remiss not to pimp it at this point. Yeah. So if you read out the scores in Welsh.
Pimp tree, pedwar pimp.
Pimp tree, pedophile pimp. Good.
Classic game of I Spy.
If you're looking out of a car as you drive into Wales, that's what you see.
For us, Jenny, deputy law person. Before we revoke your deputy law personship.
Sure.
Yeah, because I'm ready to demand your gun and badge. But do you have another tale?
I have got one small tale to do. It's a sad one.
Brilliant.
So there's a knight in Wales. I don't remember his name, but he's a knight. Not a knight like the opposite of day.
Yeah.
Right.
With a
you
K.
Got that. There's a knight. And he had a really loyal dog called Gellert. And one day he got called to battle or something. Hang on. He had a baby. He had a
<That's> they're cool. Both important.
He had a baby.
But you need to know which it is to know what to pack. Battle or baby.
So he left the baby in the care of Gellert, the very loyal dog.
Mm.
So the mother of the baby had perished long ago, childbirth perhaps. So the baby's very young, gets left in the house of the knight. He goes out to battle, and then when he comes back, there's blood everywhere. And he's like, Gellert! And there's like baby things all around the place. And he's like, Gellert's killed my baby. So he kills Gellert. And then he goes behind a curtain in the room and the baby is there alive. And what Gellert has done is hidden the baby from the wolf that came in. And the blood was Gellert's blood because the wolf had tried to get to the baby, but Gellert fought it to protect the baby. And the knight didn't realise. And so he's killed his own dog, thinking that he'd killed his baby. And the baby was fine. And then I think he killed the wolf and then he vowed never to smile again. True, that's definitely the end.
That's the end.
And
I've met a few Welsh guys who that must have happened to. It's surprising how common that is.
And there's a beautiful place in Wales called Bedd Gellert, which means Gellert's grave, and you can go and see the grave of Gellert the dog. It's really emotional, isn't it?
It is really sad. It's a really sad story.
Well,
sorry.
Not really. It sounds like a knight who's terrible decisions. He makes very, very bad choices, making some very bad choices.
Yeah. And he needed to check for baby.
All his punishment is self-imposed not smile.
Well, being a single parent is difficult.
Trying to keep the wolves from the door.
Yeah.
As a woke dad myself.
Mm. It's an awake dad.
If anything, I'm too awake because of the babies. That, I mean, come on. That's a stupid thing to do.
He shouldn't have left the baby just with the dog. Agreed.
No. No, there's no doubt that was where he went wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
The bit where he left the baby with the dog was the mistake.
It's not a satisfactory tale. You don't come away from it going, great.
I feel I learned something there. that I'm right in never leaving my baby in the care of a dog. Yeah. And also when I think my baby's been murdered, having a proper look around first.
Check for a live baby before you proceed.
The trouble is, though, that's like you ruin literally every Shakespeare play if after finding out some bad news, you wait 10 minutes just to check. Yeah. Almost every great tragedy is ruined if you do that.
Yeah. By ruined, do you mean... isn't a tragedy.
It'll be fine. Everyone will go, oh, they weren't really dead. Oh, a note has just arrived. You know, oh, brilliant.
Oh, they're twins.
Tragedy hinges on everyone taking quick, decisive, wrong action.
Yeah.
It's a good story, though.
Yeah, it's a good story.
Thanks.
Should we do some mini scores for it? So what's the first category?
Supernatural.
Zero.
None.
No, I think it was quite clever of Gellert to hide the baby behind the curtain, because how did he get the baby down and, like, not kill it and, like, manage to put it somewhere? That's
it's impressive.
A little bit of a magic dog. Don't know.
It's not magical because dogs hide stuff all the time.
Okay. Literally clutching at straws.
Depends if you sort of buried it. That would be not magical, but it's impressive if it...
He hid it so well.
But... yeah.
Well, it must have been quite good at babysitting to get the gig again. Mm. And did it babysit for other nights when they went off to battle? Just like, you know, a little teenage dog getting off with its doggy girlfriend.
I reckon it's a one for this promiscuous teenage dog babysitter.
Yeah, maybe the wolf was coming around for a bone.
Yeah, it's got to have been supernaturally good at looking after babies, or this knight is an absolute lunatic.
He's supernaturally lunatic.
You can't have both. You can have one or the other. Yeah,
and I'll take 1 point.
Magic dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
1 point. Good.
Yeah.
Second category.
Names.
Well, you couldn't remember the names, but Gellert's quite good.
Yeah.
Gellert.
That's a brand of pen, I think.
And outdoor wear.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of.
Is there not short for Gellert.
I thought there was like a Gellert brand.
No,
there's definitely Gellert clothing, which is like outdoor mountain stuff.
For babies. Like... hides babies from
camouflaged,
wolves.
Camouflaged, yeah.
That's quite good.
Well, it's still only one name, really.
No, it's still only one. It's a short tail, though.
So, it's a short tail, yeah.
So I'm inclined to go for a 3, because I feel like...
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks.
3 out of 5.
Yeah.
What's the final category?
Oh, number of canines.
Number of canines.
There's definitely 2.
It's 2.
I mean, I feel you should have said number of canines times 2 + 1.
Yeah, that's
and then you
what
get a full pimp.
Oh, but 2 in Welsh is die.
Ooh.
So it's that's kind quite of apt.
That's like the knight's command to the dog.
Actually, canine teeth. So 2 each. So each canine tooth in the story, it's 4, the number of canines. And in fact, if we include the dogs on top of that, we're on 6.
Yeah, so let's call it around 5.
I think everyone doesn't everyone have 4 canine teeth each?
Do we have 4 canine teeth?
Yeah, top and bottom.
So we're on, so that's 8.
8, and then the canine 16. Number of the animal. So it's...
Aren't all the teeth in a dog's canine teeth?
Strictly speaking, yes. And dogs have, how many teeth do dogs have?
Let's just Google how many teeth dogs have.
God, my this search is getting history out of hand.
We're going to have to revoke the deputy lawmanship. This is unprecedented and crazy.
How many teeth do dogs have? 42.
42
each.
So what are we on? 84 teeth. 84 canine teeth.
Yeah. A tangent and a half.
Supernumerary canine teeth. That's a lot.
A lot of canines. I reckon we call it the maximum number of points I'm allowed, which is how many pimp.
It's a square.
It's pimp out of pimp.
Do you know what 500 is? Pimp can't.
You've been listening to Lawmen. The Lawmen are James Shakeshaft
and Alistair Beckett King. Please subscribe, rate, review, and recommend to a friend. You can tweet us at LawmenPod or email us at contact@lawmenpodcast.com to suggest stories from your area. Jenny Collier, Deputy Lawman Jenny Collier, how can the listeners to our podcast find you and about your jokes?
You can
find you and about your jokes.
Yep.
Yeah. Answer that.
You can find me
and
about my jokes on all the usual social media platfi. There's Twitter at Jen Collier is Twitter and Instagram. Facebook, Jenny Collier Comedian, I think. Or if you just type it in, there's a picture of my face. And I've got a website. All my gigs are listed on there. Please come to my Edinburgh show, which I don't know what it's going to be called yet, but it might be called the Jen Commandments. And yeah, you just find me on that. www. Does anybody type that anymore now?
Yeah, you have to.
Dot. www.
Twice.
So it's Quintuple W.
Yeah.
Sorry, sextuple W.
It's World Wide Web dot Wales.
It's my Welsh stutter. Okay.
Just go on the internet.
Just go on the internet. You can find me pretty easily, yeah.